Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Among the many scientists at the recent Conrad Symposium on Oil Sands Reclamation was Dr. Michael Vandenhoevel. He holds a Canada Research Chair in Aquatic Environments and is with the Canadian Rivers Institute based at the University of Prince Edward Island. Dr. Vandenhoevel is trying to determine at what levels compounds from oil sands production become toxic to fish. Some of these include naphthenic acids, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and salts.
Certainly one of the effects we saw quite accidentally in yellow perch in particular was at higher levels of oil sands related compounds, there was opportunistic disease. That is, viruses and bacteria, which are normally there all the time and are harmless, appeared to be causing infection in the animals. So we've hypothesized that certainly there may be a reduction in the immune competency of the organisms, which results these opportunistic pathogens to affect the organisms.
After working with fish in process ponds, Dr. Vandenhoevel will now follow up with lab tests. The results of these studies will help improve the design of end-pit lakes and the reclamation of watersheds disturbed by oil sands production. Thanks today to Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.